KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. Presented by Big Blue Boosters, I'm Roy Elia. And the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with the player profile. It's presented by our good friend and Wahai graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, a relationship company with a focus on general contracting and succession planning services. ESF Solutions, 620 West Pine Street in Walla Walla. We are delighted to be joined by Lincoln Heinrich, a sophomore member of the Wahai Boys varsity basketball team. And Lincoln, as we're conducting this interview, it's prior to a Monday evening practice, prior to a very busy week for Wahai Boys basketball, a game at home with Southridge on Tuesday, and then looking ahead to the weekend, a game at Richland on Friday, and then hosting Pasco on Saturday. Let's talk about the fact that you do a little bit of swinging, a little bit of JV, a little bit of varsity. How is that going for you so far?
I think it's been great for me. I just get to get some playing time in and practice with varsity and get to go play a little bit at the end of the games with varsity.
And is basketball a sport that you've been playing for a long time?
Yeah, I've been playing pretty much all my life.
Well, what got you interested in the sport of basketball?
I used to play recess basketball with all my friends, and we'd just play it nonstop, and that's where I really fell in love with it.
And where did you play during those recesses?
Lakeview Elementary, back in Kirkland, Washington, where I used to live, and it would just be outdoors.
Indeed. Now, when did you make the move to Walla Walla from Western Washington?
2020.
And that was a very, very difficult time, a very tumultuous time. Was it during the spring of 2020, the summer of 2020? When?
Spring of 2020.
Oh, my goodness. And that's about the time the crud hit our country, unfortunately. So from that standpoint, was it a bit of a difficult move in light of what was going on in our country at that time?
Yes, of course it was. It was just hard to make that transition with new schools, especially when most everything's online. So, you know, you don't really get the social piece, which you kind of need to get new friends. So that was the difficult part of it.
And how has the adjustment been to things here in Eastern Washington?
It's been really nice. I like the, you know, kind of countryside because it used to be more city. And I've kind of liked to just kind of get to just hang out with people, and it's not as busy. I can get to across town in like 10 minutes compared to 40.
Without question. And I would think that you've enjoyed being on the Wahai basketball team, being in the Wahai program. And it appears that, as has been the case many, many times in the past, this Blue Devil varsity ball club is a tight-knit group.
Yeah, we are. We especially we have team dinners. We have all these things that bring us together, and I think that gives us more chemistry, which allows us to play better on game days.
Now, do you play any other sport, Lincoln?
I also play football.
All right, and what is it about football that you like so much?
I love the bond between everyone. It's really special to play with everyone, and football is another sport I fell in love with.
And tell me, how was it playing in a beautiful facility this past fall?
It was beautiful. It was really good to play there. I mean, it was, the energy around the stadium was amazing, and everyone just had a great time, and I had a great time for sure.
And how did the team adjust going from playing on a grass surface to playing on turf?
I think it was nice being able to practice all summer. We got that field in, and we just practiced every day on it. And it was nice because cuts are stronger. And with the grass, you slide a little bit, and when it's raining or if it's cold, then that grass isn't as firm as the turf will be.
And this past year for Wahai, more wins than a season ago, so it appears that things are getting better in the Wahai program.
Yeah, and I think that next year we're going to really have a good shot at winning some more games.
And this spring, participating in any sports at all?
I'm probably going to do track.
And what is it about track that appeals to you?
I think just getting strong, like faster for this basketball and football. And I'm going to try and throw the javelin, which should help me out with QB.
Well, that sounds like a plan, and we certainly wish you all the best this spring out in the track and field arena. But first things first. First, plenty of basketball left to be played this 2025-26 season, and we want to thank Lincoln Heinrich oh so very much for joining us for our player profile segment this time around. It was presented by our good friend, Wahigh graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, a relationship company with a focus on general contracting and succession planning services. ESF Solutions, 620 West Pine Street in Walla Walla. And coming up next, the Coach's Corner, when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy to good.
American Air Heating and Cooling was started by Walla Walla native Dan Reiner out of his garage in 2015. Ever since, American Air has enjoyed a booming rate of referrals from our customer base. Our American Air crew is the new generation, the new face of heating and cooling in our valley. We install high-quality, dependable, and efficient heating and air conditioning equipment. We are your one and only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. Presented by Big Blue Boosters, I'm Roy Elia. And the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with the Coach's Corner, presented by a local irrigation company which wishes to remain anonymous. But in the field, on the road, or in the lab, it's working hard to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. And head coach Spencer Hessler, as we're conducting this interview, it is prior to a Monday evening practice, prior to a Mid-Columbia Conference matchup with Southridge. And then on the weekend, the Blue Devils will be going on the road to Richland on Friday and then hosting Pasco on Saturday. Talk about a busy week.
I know. It's one of those, you know, I watched the film from Kamikin and Kennewick, and there's so much stuff that you'd like to try to work on and improve for the following week, but then you got stuff you got to prepare tonight, get ready for Southridge. So it's trying to balance it all. It's a little tough, but I mean, can't ever complain about playing more games, and we're excited to go.
And the Richland Bombers are the Richland Bombers.
Yeah, they're really good. They're always really good. They got, you know, they have Northrop, they have the Eastern kid Lance, they have Woodard. They probably have more kids I don't even know about. So they're always good. We know that will be a tough challenge on the road Friday night.
It's almost as if it's they don't rebuild, they reload on steroids.
Yeah, that'd be a good problem to have, wouldn't it? Just walk in every year and have a bunch of good kids. But yeah, they're going to be tough, and we know that's going to be a challenging, you know, game for us, challenging game for everybody. I mean, I think they scored 100 points the other day, so we got our hands cut out for us, but our work cut out for us. But we'll prepare hard and we'll challenge them. We'll do the best we can.
But talk about a classic case where the Blue Devils have everything to gain and nothing to lose.
Absolutely. So we can go in there and keep working on. We're trying to build a culture of how we want to play here. And it's another opportunity to do that against a good team on a Friday night.
And why do I have a feeling that back in the Jim Thacker era, there's no doubt he would take the air out of the ball?
Yeah, you can't. Having Coach Block as my assistant, he tells me Thacker stories all the time. He was telling me about a game against Ferris where they took one shot in the fourth quarter, and you just can't even. I mean, think about how different the game, you know, how far the game's come, how it's changed. You can't slow it down enough like that anymore, especially against a team like Richland. So,
and I recall that incredible championship season of 1998-99. It was all about the patience. It was all about the backdoor cuts. And just when you think you got the Blue Devils stopped, here's Kyle Bankhead sticking a three in your ear.
That was my childhood right there, watching all these guys playing. You know, growing up in that system, and I wish we still do a little bit flex here and there and some stuff like that, but yeah, the game just changed, and for the good though, it's fun to play more up tempo now and get more guys involved, but it was still a lot of fun back in the old days as well.
Do you think it's a case where the players buy into that as well?
Oh, I think the players love playing the way we play now. I think it just gets more people involved, more, you know, More shots for everybody. Kids like playing fast and more up-tempo, so I think the way we play today fits our guys good.
And I would say, to say the very least, that it's an era now where you have a lot of players that are very, very athletic.
Yeah, and that's why you see teams trying to play faster, because everyone's trying to take advantage of their athleticism. Like, when we play really well, we're pushing the tempo, we're pressing, we're trying to use our athleticism to our advantage. So, yeah, that's something we got. We got good athletes on our team. We try to push the tempo when we can.
Looping back to the past weekend, the Blue Devils had a tough go of it, no question, against the Kamiokan Braves in the Walhigh Gym, but certainly showed a lot of guts, a lot of grit, and a lot of spunk the following night against Kennewick, and came very, very close to pulling off a W on the road.
Yeah, Kennewick's, it's just a tough place to play. We've always had trouble there. We just have lulls. We have lulls on offense that we're trying to work through, but you said the effort's there. We could have, especially after a tough Friday night game, could have came out and laid an egg on the road, and our guys responded like I thought they would. So their effort was great. We got to find ways to get stops and get some time with buckets at the same time, but it's a work in progress, and our guys will keep working. We'll keep getting better.
And that will do it for this edition of our Coach's Corner. It was presented by a local irrigation company which wishes to remain anonymous. They remind you, in the field, on the road, or in the lab, it's working hard to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. And coming up next, the Todd Kimball starting lineups when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Did you know that D.A. Davidson has been in business for 90 years? Behind our history is a solid balance sheet and a legacy of community involvement. We encourage our financial advisors like Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro to volunteer throughout Walla Walla and give back to the causes that matter most. When planning your future, why not work with a local firm that truly cares? Visit Bill and Brandon at 102 West Main Street. Fleener Zaro Wealth Management, a member of D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
You're listening to Walla Walla's top news talk sports radio station, KGDC AM 1320. Now you can experience Fox News, the Mariners, the Cougars, your favorite talk radio programs, and Walhigh Blue Devils Radio crystal clear at FM 92.9. And check out KGDC 2 at 102.3 FM. There you'll find Glenn Beck, Clark Howard, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, Red Eye Radio, and College Place Hawks Radio. That's KGDC 2 at 102.3 FM.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Art Daywalt Gym in Richland. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. Continuing our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show on the boys' side with starting lineups presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner and local farmer Todd Kimball. Next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, better than I deserve. The starting lineup for the Walhigh Blue Devils, as announced by head coach Spencer Hessler. At guard, Micah Agard, 5 feet 9 inches tall and a junior. At a guard slash forward, Derek Bingham, 6 feet tall and a junior. Jacob Griffith at a guard slash forward, 6 feet 2 inches tall and a senior. Cole Pemberton at a guard slash forward, 6 feet 2 inches tall and a senior. And at guard, Niall Dumser, 6'1 and a senior. Starting lineup for the Richland Bombers, as announced by head coach Earl Stroyford. At guard, Landon Northrup, 6 feet 5 inches tall and a senior. Lance Hortbent at guard, 6 feet 8 inches tall and a senior. Braylon Edwards at guard, 6 feet 2 inches tall and a senior. Josiah Scacco at guard, 6 feet 4 inches tall and a senior. And Jackson Woodard at guard, 6 feet 3 inches tall and a junior. Those are the starting lineup presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner and local farmer Todd Kimball. Next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, better than I deserve. And that's going to do it for our pregame show. It was presented by our friends at Hutchins Family Farms. We'll be back to Art Daywalt Gym after a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Flying for the holidays? Support your local airport and fly Walla Walla. Forget the long drive, the hassle of parking fees, or the long security lines of larger city airports. The Walla Walla Regional Airport is just a short drive from your home, provides you free long-term parking and friendly faces to help you breeze through check-in and security. We make it easy to travel to your next destination. Book your tickets today on AlaskaAir.com and fly local. Fly Walla Walla, where your parking is always free.
Like humans, poor dental health in pets can lead to bad breath, tooth loss, infections, malnutrition, and a host of other medical problems. Your veterinarian can show you how to keep your pet's teeth clean and healthy, as well as provide dental care when it is needed. Make regular dental care a part of a comprehensive health care plan for your pets today. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at Art Daywall Gymnasium in Richland. Roy Eli coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. The Wahive Blue Devil boys about to take on the Richland Bombers in a Mid-Columbia Conference boys basketball game. And to say that the Blue Devils have a tall task would be an understatement of epic proportions, quite frankly. As Richland comes into this game 7-0 in conference play, 10-0 overall. And depending on what poll you look at, the Bombers are ranked either number one or number two in the RPI, ranked number one among their coaches, number one among Varsity Washington voters, number one. And SB Live has the Bombers ranked at number two. Of course, they're guided by former Wahai assistant Earl Stroyfert in his 27th season as head coach of the Richland Bombers, coming into this game with a record of 474-190, an impressive winning percentage of just over 71%. Now, some very interesting numbers. This will be the 178th meeting between these two schools. Richland with an advantage of 121 victories to 56, a 75-17 record here in Richland. At Wahai, the Bombers with a record of 43-38. Last meeting between the teams, a very interesting contest. It was won by Richland on February the 8th, 2025. The Bombers winning here in Art Daywall Gym, a hard-fought contest, a final score of 70-60. Bombers also won the regular season game at Wahai a season ago on January the 10th by a score of 79-57. Last time the Blue Devils beat Richland, June 18th, 2021, during that unusual COVID season. The Blue Devils that night defeating Richland by a score of 78-65. The last home loss for the Bombers here at Art Daywall Gym to the Blue Devils occurring on January the 23rd, 2007. The Blue Devils winning on that evening by a score of 52-50. Last time the Bombers were defeated by the Blue Devils in the Wahai Gym, June 18th, 2021. 78-65 was the final count, as we noted just a few moments ago. We'll be back to Art Daywall Gym in Richland to get this contest underway after a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
KGDC Walla Walla.
From Art Daywall, Jim in Richland, here is our national anthem. Another stellar job by the Richland High School Band, the playing of our national anthem. Before we get this game started, again, heartiest congratulations to head coach Mike Clark and his Wahigh Blue Devil girls varsity basketball team. The Blue Devils earlier this evening upsetting Richland by a score of 40-33. And a lot of the Lady Blue Devils sitting down to my left. Smiles all the way around. That also goes for Coach Clark and assistant coach Mark Corum as well. What a job by the Blue Devils tonight. It wasn't pretty at times, but it was very, very gutty most of the contest. And the Blue Devils again prevailing by a 7-point margin, 40-33. Our first quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wahigh athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Tri-City's officiating crew, the crew chief is Jim Clifford, who is also an outstanding baseball umpire as well at both the high school and collegiate levels. And no surprise, Richland controls the tip to begin this contest. Richland with the first possession. Here's a free throw line jumper by Woodard. It is off the mark, and the rebound is claimed by Niall Dumpster. Far side, Micah Eggert. Eggert with a basketball. Richland opens up in a man-to-man. He's immediately double-teamed. Bouncing far side to Griffith. Gets it in for Pemberton. Near side to Dumpster. Dumpster on the wing. Left alone. Three on the way. Yes, sir! A Dumpster fire. 30 seconds into the opening quarter. And here's a three straight away by Richland. That is up and good by Hortvedt. Just like that, we are tied at 3-3. Two good-looking shots. Here's an errant pass near side taken by Hortvedt. Far side, Northrop. Northrop, far side, Woodard. Three on the way. Good. Good-looking shot by Jackson Woodard. And the Bombers lead 6-3. Just over a minute into the first quarter. Eggert far side with a basketball between the rings to Dumpster. Dribbled it off his foot. Goes into the backcourt. They're saying it was deflected by the Bombers. Deflected by Scocco. Far side. Here is Griffith. Jay Griffith into the lane. Pass on the far side deflected. Taken by Eggert. Bounces it in the lane for Pemberton. Near side Bingham with four on the shot clock. He'll drive near side. Put it up over Northrop and score! Bada bing! Bada boom! 6-5, Richland, 6:23 and counting left in the first quarter. Woodard for three, far side, and it's good. Oh, my. Richland on fire from outside the arc in the early going. 9-5, Richland, 6:10 and counting left in the first. Pass far side, stolen by Northrop. Northrop far side against Eggert. Lays it up and missed it. Rebound is saved and bounds by Woodard, and it is claimed by the Bombers in the lane, and a shot put up and good for Edwards. Raylan Edwards with a field goal, and the Bombers up by a half dozen, 11-5. Eggert with a basketball on the near side to Dumpster. Up top to Eggert against Woodard. Drives near side into the lane. Up top, here is Bingham, a three on the way. Good! This time, bada bing, bada boom from outside the arc. Derek Bingham makes it an 11-8 ball game in favor of Richland. We're 2.5 minutes into the first quarter. Hortvedt gets it up top to Woodard. Woodard near side. Jumper on the way from the wing is around and off, no good. But there for the follow is Northrup. Landon Northrup makes it 13-8 Richland. 5-11 and counting left in the first quarter. Eggert with a basketball. Near side, Colt Pemberton in the lane for Jagriff. Jagriff shot down in the low block is no good over Edwards, and the rebound off to Richland. Far side here is Hortvedt into the lane, and the 6'8 stud is going to be fouled in the act of shooting. And that foul is called on Jacob Griffith. And that will send Hortvedt to the stripe for two. Walla Walla Day, they grind free throws. The free throw by Hortvedt is up, and it is in and out of heartbreak. Zip zone Conoco substitution, Kalama Roberson in for the Blue Devils for Colt Pemberton. 4:55 remaining in the first. Richland 13, the Blue Devils 8. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Hortvedt is up, and it is good. Nice stroke. It's Richland up by a half dozen. 1-2-2 zone press by the Bombers. Blue Devils in the backcourt. Griffith will bounce it to the midcourt area. It's knocked away by Northrup and taken by Richland. Taken by Edwards. Near side, Scocco with a basketball. Far side it goes to Hortvedt. Mismatch with Eggert. Shot over Eggert for three is no good. They're going to call a foul on Micah Eggert. And Spencer Hessler talking things over with the official near side as Hortvedt steps to the stripe for three. Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. Looked like Eggert was there in good shape, but they rule that he reached in or perhaps made contact with Hortvedt on that three-point attempt from the far wing. And the first Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw up and good for Hortvedt. A couple of Blue Devil partisans behind me showing their displeasure at that call. With one word, quote, terrible. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Hortvedt. Bangs off the back of the rim, no good. 15-8 in favor of Richland. 4:31 remaining to be played in the first quarter. The third Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt by Hortvedt. It is up and it is good. We got 2 out of 3. 16-8 in favor of Richland. There's a bounce pass by Eggert to Kalama Roberson, and he is bumped and fouled from behind. First foul of the game on Richland. Scocco with the foul. And a timeout call. 30-second timeout call by Richland as Colt Pemberton re-enters the Wahai lineup. Zip zone Conoco substitution. And during this timeout period, we'll tell you the Richland leads. Make that 16-8, I beg your pardon, with 4:26 remaining to be played in the first quarter. And early going, Derek Bingham with 5 points for the Blue Devils. Niall Dumpster with three. Richland at the moment led by the 6 points of Hortvedt and Jackson Woodard. Northrup with 2 points. Edwards with 2 points. Out of the timeout period, the Blue Devils will inbound on the near sideline in front court. Sideline, of course, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Pemberton gets it into Eggert, closely guarded by Woodard. Micah Eggert dribbles to the far side. Terminates the dribble. Far corner, here is Roberson driving along the baseline. Puts it up, shot blocked by Edwards. Loose ball, far side, goes out of bounds, and the ball will stay with the Blue Devils. Might have been some contact down low as Micah Eggert feeling the effects of a shot to the lower abdomen area, and he will be replaced in the Wahai lineup. Zip zone Conoco substitution, Gabe Davenport in for the Blue Devils, who will inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline. Front court, 4:09 left in the first, 16-8 in favor of Richland. Derek Bayman loops up top to Colt Pemberton. Pemberton, near side, Bingham. Three on the way by Derek. Off the rim, no good, and the rebound off to Woodard. Now it's Hortvedt. Far side, Scocco in transition. He will lay the ball up and in. 18-8 Richland as we go inside of 4 minutes left in the first quarter. That is your Edward Jones Lawson Knights scoreboard update. Dumps her near side, bounce it in the near corner to Bingham. Bingham along the baseline in the far corner. Gabe Davenport for three, and that's good! Davenport with the three, and at the other end, Hortvedt with a finger roll, and they're going to call a foul on the Blue Devils. That foul is called on Colt Pemberton. That's three in the quarter on the Blue Devils. And at the stripe, Hortvedt rattles the first Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw home. 19-11 Richland. 3:34 left in the first quarter. Second attempt. In and out. Rebound off to Northrup. Put back in the lane. Missed it badly. Not even close. Rebound off to Bingham. Got the glass. And that's all. Bingham far side. A pick by Pemberton. Picked up in a switch by Northrup. Near side. Davenport. Now is Roberson. Up top. Here is Dumpster. Gets around Hortman. Bounce pass in the lane for Pemberton, who lays the ball up and in. 19-13 Richland. 3:05 and counting left in the first. Three on the way by Northrup is no good. Offensive rebound, Scocco gets it up top. Here's a three-point attempt by Woodard. It's off the front of the rim, and the rebound off to Derek Bingham. Bingham in the backcourt on the dribble, picked up by Northrup. Drives far side, and he is going to be bumped and fouled by Northrup. Scoreboard update moments ago presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. Substitution for Richland presented by Zip Zone Conoco. Caden Mitchell has checked in. Ball knocked away far side. The ball will stay with the Blue Devils. Colt Pemberton to inbound in front of the Richland cheerleaders. Gets it into Dumpster. Now Dumpster, nice through two bombers. Puts one up in the lane. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound out to Scocco. Outlet in the front court to Hortvedt. And he throws it down emphatically with two hands. 21-13 in favor of Richland. Dumpster in the back court. Skips a pass near side to Pemberton. Middle of the floor. Bad pass taken by Scocco. Off to Hortvedt. And Hortvedt will throw it down again with two hands. And a timeout called by the Blue Devils. With 2:16 left in the first quarter, 23-13 Richland, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back at Art Daywall Gym in Richland, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. Wahai Blue Devil Boys trailing the Richland Bombers 23-13, 2:15 and counting left in the first quarter. Zip Zone Conoco substitution for the Blue Devils. Micah Eggert has re-entered. Another Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Luke Higgins into the ball game for the Blue Devils for Niall Dumpster. Woodard is back for Richland. He replaces Scocco. Blue Devils to inbound on the near sideline. Presented by Washington Trust Bank. The ball into Micah Eggert. Gets around Hortman very easily. Gets it in the far corner. Higgins for three. It's good! Cool hand Luke delivers from the deep far corner. And quickly at the other end, Northrup plays the ball up and in. The Bombers transition very well after the Blue Devil make and lead 25-16. Here is Roberson into the lane. Great move on Woodard, and he puts the ball up and in. Lama lama ding dong. It's 25-18. Richland, here's a three out front by Hortven. It is good. Oh, what a first quarter for Hortven. 14 in the first quarter for Hortven. 28-18 Richland. Into the lane goes Roberson. Puts it up. Missed it. Rebound comes off to Northrup. Outlets it on the far side to Woodard. Woodard gets it off to Edwards. Now it's in the lane to Northrup. Blows the lane, but they're going to call a foul on the Blue Devils. And that foul is called on Micah Eggert. And Northrup to the stripe for two. Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. And Spencer Hessler, another conversation with one of the officials. In this case, the crew chief, Jim Clifford. Edwards checks out of the game. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Scocco is back for the Bombers. Northrup splits the two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. Made the first, missed the second. 29-18 Richland, 106 and counting left in the first quarter. Eggert with the basketball. Picked up in a switch by Northrup. He'll drive on Northrup. It's around Northrup. And now we'll bounce it to Roberson, who cuts down the middle and lays the ball up and in. 29-20 Richland, 51 seconds and counting left in the first quarter. Hortman to the free throw line. Going to be bumped and fouled by Colt Pemberton. That is his second, and that will mean Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws for the Bombers. Hortvedt to the stripe. Looking to continue to build on what has been a fine, fine first quarter on his part. The first Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt is good. Tip zone Conoco substitution, Jacob Griffith in for Colt Pemberton with 47 and 7/10 seconds remaining first quarter. 30-18 in favor of Richland. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw rattles home for Hortvedt. And Richland leads 31-20. Dumps her with a basketball. Dribbles near side against Northrup. Still on the dribble. Dribbles out front. They're going to call 5 seconds. The ball back to Richland. Richland inbound in front of its bench. The ball into Woodard. Woodard, high post to Northrup. Spin move into the lane. Gets it in the near corner. Scocco gets around Higgins. Jumper on the way near side. Air ball. And the rebound going to be saved in bounds by Eggert beautifully. He throws it off of Mitchell far side. Ball goes out of bounds. And the ball to the Blue Devils. 19 and 7/10 seconds remaining first quarter. 31-20 in favor of Richland. That's right, folks. We're still in the first quarter. 51 points between the two teams. Kalama Roberson on the dribble against Scocco. And a pushing foul is going to be called on Scocco. Too much hand-checking on the part of Scocco. And he is whistled for the foul. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Edwards back for Scocco. Just picked up his second personal foul. Ball comes in to Roberson. Down to 8 seconds. Roberson will drive into the lane. Stops. Has the ball knocked away by Northrup. Taken by Northrup. Northrup will get it inside to Woodard for a lane that's put up and good at the buzzer as the Blue Devils did not transition back defensively. Here at the end of the first quarter, Richland 33, Wauhai 20. We'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The second quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wall High athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Welcome back to Art Daywall Gym in Richland. Roy Eliah coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. Wall High Blue Devil boys trailing the Richland Bombers after one quarter, 33-20, as Roberson drives inside. Got by Northrup. Had a shot blocked from behind. Then the ball goes out of bounds. Knocked out of bounds by the Bombers, and it will be Blue Devil basketball. Sixteen points in the first quarter for Hortnett of Richland. Bounce pass inside for Jay Griff, knocked away and taken by Richland. Richland in transition, near side Woodard, lays the ball up and in transition off a pass from Northrop. 35-20 in favor of Richland. Woodard with 10 points in the ball game. Here is Roberson near side. Roberson puts one up in deep on the right. No good. A flop on the part of Edwards is not called, thankfully. But Richland comes away with a basketball. Here's Hortnett out front. A three straight away, up and good. Amazing shot by Hortnett. Some 22 feet away, straight away. 38-20 in favor of Richland. Davenport has his pocket pick. The ball taken by Mitchell. Gets it ahead for an uncontested lay-in by Edwards. And the Blue Devils ask for a timeout. 7:03 left in the second quarter. Richland 40, Wall High 20. And we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta at 2555 East Isaacs features handcrafted pizzas, savory pastas, fresh salads, and crowd-pleasing appetizers. Remember Pappy's when you need a caterer for your next event. We can tailor our extensive menu for everything from casual get-togethers to team meetings to staff appreciation days to formal affairs for up to 100 people. To learn more about Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, our menu, and the catering services we offer, visit our website at pappyspizzaandpasta.com. That's PappysPizzaAndPasta.com.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at KGDCRadio.com.
40-20 in favor of Richland. Just over a minute into the second quarter. Blue Devils turn it over out of the timeout period. A zip zone Conoco substitution. Nate Allen has checked into the ball game as Richland scores again in transition. Mitchell with the lay-in. And Richland up by 22, 42-20. Now Dumpster. Far side, Jacob Griffith. Jay Griff into the lane. Jay Griff will put it up. And in off the glass! An extraordinary play as he muscled one in over Edwards. Jay Griff with his first two of the game. 42-22. Richland in deep on the near side. Putting it up and missing it is Woodard. But there for the follow is Hortvedt. 21 in the game for Hortvedt. 44-22. In favor of Richland. Bingham near side to Nate Allen. Allen to the free throw line. Far side to Dumpster. Dumpster into the lane against Northrop. Bounce it up top for Davenport. He'll go into the lane left-handed. Shot up and good for Gabe Davenport as he sofas a shot in off the rim and off the glass. 44-24 Richland. Near side, here's a three-pointer put up off the back of the rim for Woodard. Offensive rebound far side by Edwards. Far wing for a three-point attempt that's in and out, no good for Northrop. And the rebound off to Gabe Davenport. And now to Niall Dumpster. Comes her far side on the dribble for the Blue Devils. Picked up in a switch by Hortvedt. Far side to Bingham. Bingham into the lane against Northrup. Might have been bodied by Northrup. No foul. Northrup will throw the ball off of Dumpster and out of bounds. And the ball back to Richland. Zip zone Conoco substitutions. Lincoln Heinrich in for the Blue Devils for Gabe at Davenport. And into the ball game for Richland is Caden Schultz. He is in for Edwards. 5:15 left second quarter. 44-24 in favor of Richland. Northrup gets it in for Hortvedt. Fadeaway shot far side. Missed it. Long rebound. Going to go out of bounds. And the ball back to the Blue Devils. Gabe Davenport back for the Blue Devils. Zip zone Conoco substitution. He is in for Derek Bingham. 44-24 Richland. 5:04 left in the second quarter. Lincoln Heinrich with a basketball. Far side to Jay Griff. Up top here is Davenport. Great move on Hortvedt, but then bad pass taken by Woodard. Gets it in for Hortvedt against Jay Griff. Gets it in the lane for Northrup. Shot put up and good by Northrup. They just make it look so easy. They are so graceful. They are so athletic. Are the Richland Bombers, who now lead 46-24. Up top here is Jay Griff, a long three, going to be off the mark and go out of bounds. Zip zone Conoco substitution for Richland. Skocko is back in. He replaces Mitchell. 46-24 Richland. 4:22 and counting left in the second quarter. Hortvedt dribbles to the near side against Jay Griff. High post to Woodard. Woodard far side against Nate Allen. Shot over Allen. Up and good. Pretty good defense, but Woodard wins that conflict, and it's 48-24 Richland. Heinrich far side to Jay Griff. Hands it off for Dumpster. Long three on the way. Off the front of the rim, and the rebound comes off to Woodard. Richland on the run again. He'll stop at the top of the key, will Woodard. They leave him alone. He'll set up for a three, and it's good. Why not? They leave you alone. You say, the heck with it. I'm going to cast off three-point range and knock it down. 51-24 Richland. That is your Edward Jones. Lawson Knight scoreboard update. Bad pass by the Blue Devils taken by Richland. Schultz with the steal. Here is Hortvedt driving near side. He'll lay it up and in for two. 53-24 in favor of Richland. At the next dead ball, Derek Bingham will return to the Blue Devil lineup. Jay Griff with the basketball, closely guarded by Northrup. Far side, here's Heinrich for three, and it's an air ball. Rebound comes off to the Bombers. Mitchell, near side, here is a three by Woodard that is good. The Bombers continue to light the place on fire, and a timeout call by the Blue Devils with 2:55 left in the second quarter. Unbelievable. Richland 56, Wahai 24, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
The Blue Devils have been outscored 23-4 here in the second quarter. Richland with a 56-24 lead over the Blue Devils. 2:55 left in the second quarter. And that is your Edward Jones, Lawson Knight scoreboard update. Out of the timeout period, the Blue Devils inbounding. Ball into Niall Dumpster. Now to Derek Bingham. Bingham is picked up by Hortvedt. Bingham to the top of the key. Near side here is Heinrich. Dribbles out between the rings. Stops. Near side Bingham. Derek into the lane against Hortvedt. Far corner, Nate Allen. Allen to the wing on the dribble. Now to Niall Dumpser. Up top to Jay Griff. In the far corner, it's Allen. Three on the shot clock. Up top to Heinrich. Far side, Allen will cast off a three. It's off the backboard and nothing else. And a shot clock violation called. And the ball back to Richland. And the official communicating with Caden Schultz. Schultz perhaps a little trash-talking, a little too physical in that last sequence. Could have easily been a foul or two called, but no whistles were blown. Skako up top to Northrup. Northrup, near side jumper, good. Northrup with nine, 58-24 in favor of Richland. 2 minutes and counting left in the second quarter. Here's Jay Griff with the basketball. Stops top of the key, extended far side to Heinrich. Heinrich, cut off by Northrup, goes around Northrup, puts up a left-hander and missed it. Rebound off to Woodard. Woodard will stop and pop out front and hit again. Jackson. 13 in the quarter for Woodard. He has 21 in the game, 61-24 in favor of Richland. Far side here is a drive by Dumpser. Leaves a lay-in short, but he is fouled from behind by Schultz. Scoreboard update moments ago presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call at 509-524-8277. Niall Dumpser at the free throw line for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The first is good. Roberson and Higgins, sit zone Conoco substitutions for the Blue Devils, coming to the sideline after some quality minutes. Heinrich and Allen. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw for Niall Dumpser on its way, and that one is good. Niall got them both. The River Nile flowing ever so well. The charity stripe, and it's 61-26 in favor of Richland. Hort Vent with a basketball. High post in the lane for Northrup. Nice defense by Bingham. Gets a far side to Woodard for a three. It's off the rim, no good. What do you know? He missed one. Rebound Roberson, near side to Bingham. Approaching the final minute, time remaining second quarter, 61-26 in favor of Richland. Dumpser with a basketball against Skako. Bounces it to Bingham. Derek against Woodard in the lane for Jay Griff. Near side Roberson gets a man off his feet, puts the ball up and in. Nice fake. Sent Schultz to the third floor, and when he came back down to the first floor, he rose for the lay-in. Here's an air ball far side by Hortman on the baseline. The ball out of bounds to the Blue Devils. 61-28 Richland, 38-9-10 seconds remaining in the second quarter. Derek Bingham, Alama Roberson. Roberson hands it off to Bingham, top of the key. He'll drive on Schultz and put the ball up and in, despite the physicality. Bingham with seven. Richland quickly the other way. Here is Skako inside around Higgins, and he will score. Skako with four. 63-30 Richland, 12 seconds and counting left in the second quarter. Dumpser with a basketball. Bounce it far side to Bingham. Bingham with six, with five to the top of the key. Far side here is Jay Griff. Up top, here's a long three out front by Dumpster, going to be short at halftime. Here at the halftime, Richland 63, Wahai 30. We'll be back in 2 minutes. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at Art Daywall Gym in Richland. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. It is halftime. The Richland Bomber Boys leading the Wahigh Blue Devils by a score of 63-30. You heard me right. 63-30 Richland here at halftime. Welcome you to our halftime report presented by our good friend Phil Wasser, land title of Walla Walla County, 33 East Main Street in Walla Walla. We begin our land title of Walla Walla County halftime report with halftime statistics presented by our good friends Wahigh alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Pasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. First half scoring for Richland, Northrop 9, Mitchell 2, Fort Bend 23, Edwards with 4, Scocco with 4, Woodard with 21. The Bombers, 24 field goals in the first half, 8 from long distance. Richland, 64% from the free throw line, 7 of 11. The Bombers were called for 3 personal fouls. For the Blue Devils, Kalama Roberson with 6. Derek Bingham with 7. Gabe Davenport, 5. Jacob Griffith, 2. Luke Higgins, 3. Colt Pemberton, 2. Niall Dumpster with 5. The Blue Devils, 12 first half field goals, 4. Bruce Reed, 3s. The Blue Devils, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. The Blue Devils were called for 5 personal fouls. So our halftime statistics. They were presented by our good friends, Wahigh alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Pasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. In our halftime score, Richland 63, Wahigh 30. And we will continue our land title of Walla Walla County halftime report after a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Do you enjoy listening to classical music? You should check out KHSS2 94.1 FM. KHSS2 is Walla Walla's classic FM. It's the greatest music ever written by the greatest composers who ever lived. Actually, it's more than that. KHSS2 also has news at the top of the hour and some of the greatest daily features you'll find anywhere. Features that are interesting and will make you think. Give KHSS2 Classic FM a try at 94.1 on your FM dial.
Hi, this is Julie Doty. My family owns Walla Walla Transmission on Bennett Street, just north of West Rose. I'd tell you about our current specials, except, well, we don't have any. We realize that monthly specials won't earn your trust or your business. Our goal is to earn your business through exceptional customer service and the highest quality transmission work you'll find anywhere in the valley. If you're having tranny trouble, we can help. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission and give our crew a chance to earn your business. Walla Walla Transmission, 204 Bennett Street, Walla Walla.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
Whether you know of us through positive online reviews or recommendations from friends, our team at American Air Heating and Cooling is eager to make you our next satisfied customer. We're pleased to offer planned maintenance, field repairs, and air quality improvements. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com and follow us on social media. Call American Air Heating and Cooling today at 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Head back once again at Art Daywall Gymnasium in Richland. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. The Wahai Blue Devil boys trailing the Richland Bombers here at halftime, 63-30. And we continue our land title of Walla Walla County halftime report with a special interview here at halftime. Earlier this evening, the Wahai Blue Devil girls upset the Richland Bombers by a score of 40-33. And one of the heroes of the contest, freshman Gracie Pierce. And Gracie, congratulations. What a great win for the basketball team. So what was it tonight that worked so well that you held an explosive team, a very capable offensive team like Richland, to only 33 points?
Thank you. I feel like we really played together as a team today. We've been struggling these last couple of games, just like hustling and getting back. But I really think that we really wanted this win. I think we deserved it. And I think we were aggressive. And I feel like we just played together. I think that's what that's what's all about.
Any message you'd like to send to Dad or Grandpa, perhaps?
Oh, I miss you guys. I really hope that you guys enjoyed what you watched. Yeah.
Well, Gracie, we appreciate the time very, very much. Congratulations to you. Congratulations to your teammates. And congratulations to the coaches. What a marvelous win for you guys. And looking forward to tomorrow's game against Pasco. Again, heartiest congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Gracie Pierce joining us here at halftime of this Wahai boys basketball game. Earlier this evening, the Wahai Blue Devil girls defeating Richland by a score of 40-33. And here at the halftime break of the boys contest, Wahai on the short end of a 63-30 score against the very, very tough Richland Bombers. And that's going to do it for our halftime report. It was presented by our good friend Phil Wasser at Land Title of Walla Walla County, handling all kinds of real estate transactions, both commercial and private, including broker and for sale by owner transactions. 33 East Main Street is where you'll find Land Title of Walla Walla County. In our halftime score, Richland 63, Wahai 30. We'll be back with second half action after a 1 minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Is inflation weighing you down? Navigating today's complex markets can be overwhelming. Financial advisors Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro of D.A. Davidson can help bring clarity to your financial picture. They can work with you to develop a personalized wealth strategy, putting your interests first. We may not know what the future holds, but with a plan in place, you can prepare for whatever comes your way. Call Fleener Zaro Wealth Management at 509-526-5755. A member of D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The third quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and equipment. Richland with the first possession of the third quarter. Nice pass inside. Land put up and good by Edwards. Off an assist by Northrup. Richland leads 65-30. Hagert with the basketball. Guarded by Woodard. Bounce it near side. The ball is knocked away. Stolen by Scocco. Then taken right back by Hagert. Near side Bingham in the lane for Jagriff. Shot blocked. And the rebound comes off to Edwards. Edwards, near side Northrup. A three on the way by Northrup. Nothing but net. That is nine threes in the game for the Bombers, who lead 68-30. Bounce pass inside. Eggert looking for Colt Pemberton. The ball taken by Richland. Going to the other end in transition. Blowing a lay-in is Scocco, but there for the follow is Edwards. Eight in the game for Edwards. 70-30 in favor of Richland. Eggert with the basketball. Bounce it in the lane for Jay Griff. The ball off of his knee and out of bounds. And the ball back to Richland. The running clock is now in effect here at Art Daywall Gym. Here comes Woodard for the Richland Bombers. Near side, left wide open. One dribble by Edwards. Three on the way, and that one is good. Nobody picked him up. Edwards with seven in the quarter. 73-30 in favor of Richland. A lost ball recovered by Jay Griff. Near side dumpster for three. Air ball. Rebound off to Scocco. On the near side to Northrup. Northrup inside, wide open. Edwards, land put up and good. 75-30 in favor of Richland. High post, Pemberton. Up top, Eggert. Eggert driving far side, gets around Hortvedt in the lane for Bingham. Ball rejected by Hortvedt, but nice hustle by Derek. Throws the ball off of Hortvedt and out of bounds. And the Blue Devils will inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline in front court. Micah Eggert to inbound. Far side, Colt Pemberton. Hands it off to Micah Eggert. Up top, Colt Pemberton. Top of the key to Eggert. Eggert into the lane. Lays the ball up and in with a nice right-handed finger roll. Eggs all the way around for Blue Devil Nation. 75-32, Richland 5-11 and counting left in the third quarter. Northrup for three, near side. It is up and no good, but he is fouled by Derek Bingham. And that'll mean three free throws for Northrup. And that stops the clock, unfortunately, with 4:57 left in the third quarter. That foul on Derek Bingham, the first in the second half. And it's the first on Derek Bingham. Northrup will shoot three. First one is good. Nice form on the part of the 6'5 senior guard. 76-32 in favor of Richland. The second attempt is perfect. Northrup looking for his 15th point, and he's got it. Got all three Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws, and Richland leads 78-32. Richland putting up backcourt pressure for reasons that frankly escape me. Walhigh breaks the pressure. Far side Bingham. Near side Eggert. Three on the way with Scacco flying at him. Hits nothing but glass. And here is Northrup driving far side. Northrup into the lane. Throws it up. No, but he's going to be fouled. And that foul is called on Niall Dumpster. His first, team second. Northrup back to the stripe. First free throw, good. The Bombers 1 point short of the 80-point plateau, and we still have 4:29 left in the third quarter. And the second Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt up and good. Richland drops back defensively. Blue Devils in possession of the basketball. Micah Eggert on the dribble. Bounce in high post for Jay Griff. Wrestles it away from Northrup. Near side. Here is a three on the way by Dumpster. That's an air ball. And the rebound off to Edwards. Far side, Woodard. He'll spot up for three and hit it. And a timeout called by the Blue Devils. 4 minutes and counting left in the third quarter. Richland 83, Wahai 32. The clock stops with 3:56 left in the third quarter. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Flying for the holidays? Support your local airport and fly Walla Walla. Forget the long drive, the hassle of parking fees, or the long security lines of larger city airports. The Walla Walla Regional Airport is just a short drive from your home, provides you free long-term parking and friendly faces to help you breeze through check-in and security. We make it easy to travel to your next destination. Book your tickets today on alaskaair.com and fly local. Fly Walla Walla, where your parking is always free.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Your Edward Jones Lawson Knights scoreboard update. Richland 83, Wahai 32, 3:56 left third quarter. Scoreboard update presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call at 509-524-8277. Blue Devils in possession of the basketball. Dumpster is double teamed. Far side to Eggert. High post to Cole Pemberton. Pemberton against Hortvedt. Pass near side, deflected out of bounds. He was looking for Jay Griff in the near corner. The ball will stay with the Blue Devils. Blue Devils to inbound in the Coffin corner near side. Jay Griff to get it in. Inside of 3.5 minutes left third quarter, 83-32 in favor of Richland. Here's a long three out front by Dumpster. That one is good. A Dumpster fire for the Blue Devils here in the third quarter. Here's a long three out front by Hortvedt. Missed it off the front of the rim. Rebound off to Northrup. Put back in the lane. No good. Put back again. No good. Gets it back again. No good. He missed three, and Dumpster collects the rebound. And a foul called on Richland. Reach-in foul on Edwards. The first foul of the quarter on the Bombers. 83-35 Richland. 2:40 and counting left in the third quarter. Eggert around a pick by Pemberton. Picked up by Hortvedt. Bounce it down low for Pemberton. Baby hook is around and good over Edwards. Colt Pemberton with four. 83-37 Richland. Northrup bounce pass inside. Land put up and in by Edwards. I don't think they're going to allow it. I think the foul was on the ground. No basket is the ruling. Foul called on Micah Eggert. That's three in the quarter on the Blue Devils, and Richland inbound on the baseline presented by Washington Trust Bank. Farside Edwards up top to Hortvedt. Farside Woodard loops it inside for Edwards. Lost the ball. It is taken by Eggert. Eggert front court, bounce it inside for Jay Griff, can't handle the pass. Gets it to Eggert from the seat of his britches, and now it is Pemberton. Micah Eggert now in possession of the basketball. Far side, Niall Dumpster inside for Pemberton. Shot in deep on the right-hand side, no good, but he is fouled by Edwards. That's his second. That'll stop the clock with 1:23 left in the third. And Colt Pemberton to the stripe. First Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw. Clanks off the back of the rim, no good. Second one by Colt is up and good. Blue Devils, 3 for 4 from the free throw line in the ball game. Richland is 12 for 16. Looping pass inside. Nice alley-oop play. Hortnett accepts the pass from out front. Lays the ball up and in. His first two of the second half. 25 in the game for this 6'8 beast. 85-38 Richland. Dumps her far side with a basketball. Dribbles out front against Skako. Near side to Micah Eggert. He's picked up by Skocko. Nice spin move. Goes into the lane. Puts it up. Missed it off the back of the rim. Rebound off to Skocko. Skocko outlets in the front court. Transitioning and laying the ball up and in is Edwards. 11 in the quarter, 15 in the game for him. 87-38 Richland. Near side Pemberton with a basketball. Closely guarded by Skocko. 28 seconds and counting, left third quarter. Here, driving on the far side is Dumpster. Lost the basketball, taken by Woodard. Blue Devils turn it over. In the near corner with the basketball as Edwards gets it in for Northrup. Northrup is tied up, but he is grabbed and fouled. Grabbed and fouled by Colt Pemberton. I think that's going to do it for the third quarter. We're down to 5 seconds. Now they inbound it. Far corner, Woodard from Northrup. Shot in and out, no good for three. Pemberton with a rebound. And here at the end of the third quarter, Richland 87, Wahai 38. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Highly contagious respiratory diseases are easily transmitted from cat to cat through direct contact, through the air by sneezing or coughing, or by contact with humans if they've been close to infected cats. Infected cats can seem to have a cold or fever and may develop pneumonia. The best protection for your cat is a regular examination and a comprehensive vaccination program provided by your local veterinarian. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The fourth quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Richland 87, Wahai 38. A ton of substitutions during the timeout period. Lincoln Heinrich hits a nice shot from the far side, but they do not allow it. They call them for a travel. And the ball back to Richland. Bombers in possession of the basketball. Near side, Powers. Now it's on the near side to Schultz. Richland sub five during that break between quarters. Here is Schultz driving near side as the ball knocked away by Roberson, taken by Heinrich. The Bombers turn it over. Heinrich on the dribble. Near side to Roberson. Roberson, near side, nice move, can't hit the shot down in the low block. Ball saved inbounds by Mitchell. Mitchell far side, throws up a runner and missed it. Rebound off to Roberson. Roberson front court against Mitchell. He'll drive on Mitchell, put one up over Mitchell and miss it. Gets it back and goes inside to Nate Allen, who scores. Nice bounce pass, Nate Allen. In the scoring column, Nate, he's great. Here's a jumper from the free throw line, up and good for Landers. Landers with his first two, and Richland is up 89-40. Heinrich around a pick by Higgins, driving far side, inside for Allen. Allen puts it up in the lane and scores, muscling in over Landers. Two buckets in the game for Nate Allen. 89-42. Richland 5:54 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Bombers with the basketball. Shot on the far side by Johnson. Up and no good. Rebound taken near side by Allen. Far side it goes to Heinrich. Lincoln Heinrich with the basketball. On the dribble. Far side Gabe Davenport. Davenport into the lane. Left-handed. Lane is good! Strong drive by Gabe Davenport. 7 in the game for Gabe. 89-44. Richland 5:24 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Shot near side on the way for Landers. It's no good. Ball saved in bounds or an attempt by Schultz, but he stepped on the end line and the ball back to the Blue Devils. Here come the black shirts. Lincoln Heinrich with a basketball. Near side to Nate Allen. Bounce it in for Higgins. Back to Allen. Allen into the lane, and Allen puts up a lay-in too hard. Rebound off to Schultz. Near side. The ball goes to Johnson. Johnson in the lane for a trailing Schultz, who blows the lay-in. Rebound knocked out of bounds by the Bombers. And the ball back to the Blue Devils. 4:40 and counting left in the final period. 89-44 in favor of Richland. Heinrich front court. Off for Roberson. Roberson far side. Backs a man in. Jumper is around and good. He backed Powers down. Deep on the right hand side. And a nice soft jumper for two for Kalama Roberson. 8 points in the game. 89-46 Richland. Far corner jumper up and no good for Mitchell. Offensive rebound taken by Schultz. Bounce it in the near corner. Ball is lost. Good defense by Gabe Davenport. The loose ball off to Luke Higgins. Richland turns it over. Here is Higgins driving far side. He is stripped. Ball goes out of bounds. No, they say he lost it out of bounds. And the ball back to Richland. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Bryson Smith in for the Blue Devils for Lincoln Heinrich. Your Edward Jones Lawson Knight scoreboard update with 3:37 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Richland 89, Wahai 46. Near side Landers with the basketball. Up top to Schultz. Spin move in the lane around Smith. Reverse lane is no good. And the rebound off to Smith. Bryson crosses the midcourt line on the dribble. Going to take it all the way. Left-handed lane is good for Bryson Smith. 89-48 in favor of Richland. 3:08 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Bombers in possession with the basketball is Powers. Far side, shot put up for three is up and good from the wing by Landers. Zach Landers strikes from long distance. 92-48 in favor of Richland. Smith stripped near side. Loose ball on the deck. Taken by Schultz, and a foul is going to be called on Luke Higgins. Schultz went to the deck. He was bopped in the eye, perhaps the nose, perhaps the forehead by Luke Higgins. First foul on Luke. And Richland with a basketball. At the high post, it's Schultz. Schultz muscles his way in on Smith, misses, gets it back, and puts it back. 94-48 Richland. 2:08 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Smith lost the ball. Taken by Schultz. Reverse lay-in up and good. 96-48 in favor of Richland. The only drama now is will the Bombers reach the century mark? There's a batted pass, a bad pass. Richland to the other end. Lay-in blown by Mitchell. But Schultz with the follow. And we have a timeout called with 1:40 left in the fourth quarter. Richland 98, Wahai 48. And we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at Art Daywall Gymnasium in Richland. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location. A minute and 40 seconds remaining to be played in this Mid-Columbia Conference boy basketball game. And it's all Richland. Richland 98. Blue Devils 48. Kalama Roberson, front court against Schultz. And Schultz knocks him to the deck and fouls him. Rough play on the part of Schultz. And he is called for the foul, and deservedly so.
Personnel number five,
That's his second. First team. Blue Devils inbounding on the baseline. Smith, near corner, Davenport. Three in the way by Gabe. It's good! He got it! Gabe Davenport with 10 points in the game. Five in the quarter. 98-51 in favor of Richland. We're in the final minute. Here is a runner. Put up, around and off, no good for Mitchell. Higgins will outlet it in the front court for Davenport. Near side Smith. Pass up top for Higgins. Luke Higgins to Gabe Davenport. He'll drive near side. Stop in the low block. Up top for Higgins. Higgins will stop near side. Jumper on the way is good for Luke Higgins. And a violation on the out of bounds. Richland gets careless, turns the basketball over. Blue Devils will inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline. Smith, pass inside, knocked away, stolen by Mitchell. Mitchell to the other end, bounces it far side, land put up and in by Johnson, and Richland hits the 100-point plateau. Davenport near side, ball game over. Before he can get a shot off near side, and Richland wins this contest here tonight by a wide margin over the Wahigh Blue Devils. Richland 100, Wahigh 53. Coming up next, the Chevelle Construction postgame show after a 2-minute timeout. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at Art Daywall Gym in Richland. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman Pharmacy broadcast location. Richland Bomber Boys defeat the Wahigh Blue Devils tonight by a score of 100 to 53. Our postgame show from Art Daywall Gym presented by our good friend, Big Blue Booster Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. We begin with our Eric Kimball, CPA Player of the Game recognition. Blue Devils had one player in double figures tonight. It was Gabe Davenport. Gabe with 10 points in tonight's contest. Scratching the surface of double figures, Kalama Roberson with 8. Niall Dumpser with 8. But by a whisker, we're going to select Gabe Davenport. It's our Eric Kimball, CPA Player of the game. We now continue with final statistics presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential and commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. Final scoring in the game for Richland. Northrop 17, Mitchell 2, Hortnett 25, Edwards 15, Schultz 6, Scocco 4, Woodard 24, Landers 5, Johnson 2. Richland with 38 field goals in the ball game, 12 from three-point range. The Bombers 12 of 16 from the free throw line, and Richland was called for 6 personal fouls. For the Blue Devils, Alama Roberson, 8. Micah Eggert, 2. Derek Bingham, 7. Gabe Davenport, 10. Jacob Griffith with 2. Luke Higgins, 5. Bryson Smith with 2. Nate Allen with 4. Colt Pemberton with 5. And Niall Dumpser with 8. The Blue Devils, 22 field goals in the game. 6 Bruce Reed threes. The Blue Devils, 3 for 4 from the free throw line. Wahai was called for 10 personal fouls. Our final statistics were presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential and commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. That's going to do it for our post-game show from Art Daywall Gym in Richland. It was presented by our good friend, Big Blue Booster Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. Tomorrow, the Wahai boys and girls basketball teams will play host to Pasco in the Wahai gym. The girls' game scheduled to tip off at 3:15, followed by the boys' game at 5 o'clock. We plan to take the air tomorrow afternoon at 2:45 right here on your home for Blue Devil Radio. So thank yous to go out as we sign off this evening from the Tri-Cities. First, a thank you to Richland Athletic Director Adrian Ochoa for affording us a Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location here at Art Daywall Gym. Also want to thank all of the great people in Walla Walla School District 140 for their support of our broadcast, including Superintendent Dr. Ben Guyan, Principal John Schumacher, and Athletic Director Chris Ferenz. Also want to thank our in-studio engineer Juliana Brower for an outstanding job at the controls tonight. Of course, I want to thank all of our great sponsors who helped make these broadcasts possible. And, of course, I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to our Blue Devil basketball coverage on this Friday night. I'm Roy Elia reporting from Art Daywall Gym in Richland, telling you one final time, the Wahai boys and girls split Mid-Columbia Conference basketball games on this Friday evening. Earlier this evening, the Wahai Blue Devil girls snap a three-game losing streak. They upset the Richland Bombers by a final score of 40-33. And in the boys' contest just concluded, Richland in a big way over the Wahai Blue Devils, a final score of 100-53. It is now time for the baby boy of the late Elvita Elia, 1943 graduate of Walla Walla High School, return you to the studios of your home for Blue Devil Radio, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC. From Art Daywall Gym in Richland, I'm Roy Elia, wishing each and every one of you in Blue Devil Nation, in the words of my former broadcast partner, the late Bud Bowman, a very pleasant good evening.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of Wahai Blue Devils basketball on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 on your FM dial. Join us again next time for Blue Devils Radio, right here on Walla Walla's KGDC.